Yeah, Roger that. Well, not only that, ethanol eventually hardens and deteriorates the fuel lines going from the carburetor into the gas tank. You have a sending. If you got the primer bulb on it, the pump bulb that you pump and then watch it fill up with fuel, well, then you should have two lines going to the gas tank, one ascend and one in return. And they'll harden up and break, crack and break. And also, it'll screw up the primer bulb, too. The primer bulb will harden up and, it can break. You go to start pumping it, and all of a sudden it splits in half or something. And then you got the inside of the carburetor, any residual ethanol that's been sitting in that, and there will be some residual, even though it's not a full carburetor. But any residual ethanol that's been sitting in that carburetor for 2 years, I guarantee that carb's going to be all tore up.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm going to, probably tomorrow, I'll make my way into the garage and get it, and maybe get some fresh gas and see what happens. If not, probably just get a carburetor for it. With that pre-mixed gas, that stuff's expensive. But I can see at the end of the season, before you put your equipment away, run them out, and then run some of that bottled, whatever you canned gas, in there. Make sure that ethanol isn't sitting all winter long.